All right, look what it says here. Either make verse 33. Let's start there. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For a tree is known by his fruit. Let's just stop right there. A tree is known by his fruit. Now, what that says basically is that if you have fruit in your life, fruit means the manifestation of something. So fruit in your life could be your state of your financial state right now. It could be where you are in believing for healing or something like that. Fruit in your life. It's a manifestation of something that is, we call the root or the tree, or something that is in our hearts that now is being manifested in our lives. And that's the way things are, not only in the Bible, but things are in life. What's ever being manifested in a person's heart, the way their lifestyle and so forth, is really a reproduction of what is in the spirit in their hearts. Did you follow that? All right. So if I want to change somebody's life and really change it, I need to change their what? Change their heart. Change what's in the heart. Look at verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth speaks. So if I get something in my heart in abundance, then it's going to come where? Out of my mouth. And if it does come out of my mouth from an abundant heart, from a believing heart, then it will control my life. It will control my life. So if I get something in my heart in abundance and speak it out of my mouth, my life is going to be controlled.